The city of Boise has begun a new kind of neighborhood revitalization project it's calling Energize Our Neighborhoods. It's picked one neighborhood where it plans to focus intense time and energy and several million dollars. The area chosen to pilot this new approach is the Vista neighborhood, the first place visitors see going from the airport toward downtown. The city wants to make this the model for future efforts, but as Adam Cotterell reports, if Energize Our Neighborhoods is a success, some Vista residents could suffer.
The school day is over at Whitney Elementary, but the playground is full of children. About 140 kids a day take part in the after-school program at the adjacent Whitney Community Center. It has tutors to help with homework, there's book clubs, arts and crafts, board games, computer games, and outside activities. Director Barbara English says some kids stay till the center closes at 7 o'clock, but not because of all the stuff to do.
Like this one? He's always here. I know he wouldn't have anywhere to go right now.
The center also provides an afternoon snack. For many of the kids, English says it's the last food they'll get for the day.
I've had one of the teenagers asking me for some toilet paper when he left the other day that he could bring home. Sometimes you see some kids a little worried when they leave.
Poverty is one of the reasons the Vista neighborhood was chosen to pilot the city's revitalization program. Median household income is $14,000 below the city as a whole. Some of the concerns the city and residents want to address stem from poverty. There are some rundown trailer parks, some neglected houses. Other neglect comes from the city and county. Large sections don't have sidewalks or gutters.
And I think this neighborhood is a prime candidate for revitalization.
Christina Thompson is pastor of nearby Whitney United Methodist Church and a Vista resident. Thompson has been involved with the Energize Our Neighborhoods project since it began last spring. She's on one of the resident committees trying to figure out the best way to spend the city's money. Some of the ideas residents have talked about include a senior center, a park, and stricter code enforcement. Thompson says she's excited and optimistic, but she has a concern.
If you bring up some of the housing, like you make some of the housing better, is all we're doing making it so that it's not affordable for those of lower income anymore? And are we just then pushing them to another neighborhood?
Though she doesn't use the word, Thompson is talking about gentrification. Gentrification is a common story. It happens all over the country. Yap Voss is head of Boise State University's Community and Regional Planning Department. He says neighborhood revitalization without gentrification is difficult for cities to do.
If a neighborhood is improving, and if you can ask higher rents, and the people cannot afford those rents, then obviously they're going to be displaced, unless you really think about how do you make sure it doesn't happen.
Voss says landlords who don't live in an area tend to cash out or raise rents when property values go up. And Boise City officials who are working on this project say if it is a success, property values will go up.
It is a concern, but the alternative is to not do anything.
Anna Marie Giles manages Boise's Housing and Community Development Division, and she's one of the leaders of Energize Our Neighborhoods.
We're choosing to be proactive and invest with our community partners heavily into the neighborhood, knowing that preserving the unique character of that neighborhood comes with an affordability to the housing.
Giles says one of the city's goals is to help people who are renting in Vista buy houses there.
We'll make available financing tools at a low interest rate for households who may be renting right now on the cusp of considering affordable home ownership, but just for some reason need a little assistance.
Planning professor Voss says though it's difficult, a city can improve a neighborhood in ways that are good for the majority of residents. And he says Boise is doing the most important thing. For months now, city employees have been holding public meetings to ask Vista residents what they want done in their neighborhood.
They're not asking the community to go to City Hall. They're actually going into the community. They're working with the neighborhood association. They're establishing these leadership teams, all vested from within the community. The design is as careful and well thought out as I can think of as a planner.
Voss says the key to revitalizing a neighborhood without forcing people out is to get residents invested in the project. It has to be about what locals want, not about what the city wants. That, Voss says, is why Boise can succeed in Vista, and then maybe the next neighborhood it picks. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.